At the same time as it built and expanded its military power, the Nazi regime designated or built a series of detention facilities to imprison enemies of state. Most early prisoners were German communists, socialists, social democrats, Roma, Jehovah's Witnesses, and homosexuals. These facilities were termed concentration camps because those imprisoned were centralized in one location. After Germany's annexation of Austria in March 1938, a concerted effort to round up German and Austrian Jews began. The November 1938 Kristallnacht program against the Jews included government-sanctioned destruction of property, public beatings, mass arrests, and murders. Many adult male Jews were incarcerated in concentration camps, and this marked a turning point in Nazi anti-Semitic practice, which rapidly increased and concentrated into the hands of the Nazi SS. The Nazis reintroduced an old European policy of requiring Jews to live as a separate population in ghettos, but now with the purpose of completely isolating, overcrowding, starving, and ultimately killing the residents. The invasion of Poland brought a larger number of Jews under German control, so by late 1939, the Nazis were concentrating urban and some regional Jewish populations into designated ghettos, especially in large Polish cities. In Warsaw, over 400,000 Jews were crowded into and walled behind an area of 1.3 square miles.